Exciting day in Saskatoon. It is concert day. Nickelback has rolled into town on the Get Rollin' Tour. It's a nice fusion of country and rock, too, because joining Nickelback on tour, Brantley Gilbert and Canadian shooting star in country, Josh Ross, who happens to be in the studio.
How's
Hello,
it going?
Buddy. Good, man. How are you doing?
Good. Super excited to be here.
Oh, man.
First time.
Yeah. So you're a week into the Nickelback tour. How are things going so far?
Going great. I think this is show five. It's been really, really awesome. I mean, just learning a lot, taking it all in, a lot of kind of surreal moments and just really enjoying myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the fusion of country and rock has to be an interesting sidestep as well for you, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, luckily for me, I feel like I try to tap into a lot of different things sonically and just kind of my in general with my sound. And with country being such a wide open genre right now, it's really cool to see that, you know, the blend of kind of the Nickelback and Brantley stuff and traditional country kind of all working together.
Well, and I mean, it's not your first brush with, being on the road with industry veterans, but, you know, being sharing a tour with the likes of Nickelback and Brantley Gilbert, I'll bet you there's a ton to be learned on the road as well.
Yeah, I mean, definitely just watching, you know, Chad and the whole crew at Nickelback, just like how they, you know, interact with the fans and control situations and kind of just how they work the crowd is really, really just cool to see. And Brantley's show's just honestly so phenomenal also, just such high energy and a lot going on, and it makes for a great show.
Oh, man. I had a couple of people on the text line that were asking about this. So about a week ago on night one of the tour, there's a picture on your Instagram of you, Brantley, and Chad. I think you were on stage and you're all huddled around Chad's phone. What was he showing you?
We were on my phone. We were looking at lyrics.
Oh,
yeah. So we were figuring out who's going to sing what parts to a little cover song that we do. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that. So, I mean, I can say with confidence that you're going to be very welcome in front of that Saskatoon crowd because just less than a month ago now, so we have a segment that we do every afternoon called Ride It or Bucket. That's when we feature brand new tunes, and then we leave it up to the general populace to vote on whether we keep playing the song or, you know, bucket out of our playlist. And you were like almost up to 100% approval for Trouble.
I love it. Thank you guys very much.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have legions of fans belting those lyrics back at you, buddy.
I'm excited for tonight for sure.
Stoked about that. So, I mean, you've had a pretty busy couple of months as well. So just in Nashville, how was it being in Nashville, part of CMA Fest?
That was, really, really cool. I mean, last year it was, it's crazy to see like kind of what happened in your, like last year I was kind of sneaking into a lot of those events and not even really supposed to be at them. And then, this year we got to play, I think it was four shows and fan meet and greets and stuff. And just really awesome. I for so many years, it just was wanting things to happen, and now they all are, and it's really great.
Probably a pretty surreal feeling too. Eh?
Yeah, especially just put a lot of time and effort in Nashville, and to kind of call that home, and then to be able to play there and see people come out to those shows was really cool.
Well, lots of exciting changes. So I recently saw that you've been celebrating your big new partnership with Universal Music Group, which is a big thing for you. So for somebody listening maybe that doesn't know a lot about the music business, so Josh Ross partnering up with Universal Music Group, why is this so huge for you?
Yeah, I think, for me being, Canadian too, that was kind of the big thing. I signed Universal Canada probably about a year and a half ago now. But my ultimate goal when I moved to Nashville was always to sign like a U.S. major record label deal too. And, Universal Canada has been really, really great with me. And we ended up not knowing who the partner would be. And honestly, it's the first time since, Shania Twain, Universal Nashville, signed a Canadian act. So really, really exciting and just kind of felt like a win for all of us to kind of get our foot in the door. And then now to have Trouble at, both Canadian and U.S. radio is just really, really cool.
Absolutely. I mean, you've been working hard at opening up doors for yourself, but then this partnership just grows that exponentially.
Totally. Yeah. No, it's a really exciting time.
Love to see that, man. So pretty stacked lineup on this tour. Nickelback Get Rollin' Tour again tonight at Saskatell Center. Nickelback with Brantley Gilbert and Josh Ross. So spoiler free, all three amazing artists on one bill. Should we expect some surprises?
We do a little surprise together as a group, which I look forward to every night.
Man.
And you never know, Chad. Nickelback switches their setup kind of a little every night too, which has been, I think, that keeps it fresh for the fans, which is awesome. So.
Oh, so stoked. Yeah. And I think the show is pretty close to a sellout tonight as well.
Awesome.
So just legions of fans, endless crowd. So once we get this rolling up, you're going to join Bailey Zimmerman again on his Religiously tour. But beyond that, I mean, next month you have your debut at the Grand Ole Opry, man.
That's crazy. It's super cool. Yeah, I think for that, me, is just how much it means to the people around me. And, my grandparents are getting older too, and they're really looking forward to coming to Nashville and seeing where I live. And my grandpa's always been a huge fan of the Opry. So it's moments like that where it's super rewarding and just a lot of people that I idolize for a lot of years playing there. So it's great.
Just an incredible moment, especially as a country artist. I mean, like the Grand Ole Opry, I mean, that's like the stage. The
stage is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of idols have played that. So it's cool.
It's going to be a lot of moments where you're going to like be able to slow down and just sort of pinch yourself and convince yourself it's real, right?
I'm trying to remember that. Yes.
Oh, man.